It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It is Thursday, October 13th, 2022. On today's Columbia River ship schedule, we have 6 inbounders, we have 3 outbounders, and we have 8 vessels anchored in the river. In our marine weather forecast, we have northeast winds, 5 to 10 knots, becoming north 10 to 15 by the afternoon, wind waves from the north 2 feet at 4 seconds apart, and northwest swells 5 feet at 11 seconds. And today we're going to talk about what it takes to be a ship captain based on a job opening that I found online for a captain for a ship that will be on the Columbia River, a cruise ship. So we'll talk a little bit about the duties of a cruise ship captain. And I'm going to refer you to my website for the ship schedule today. You can find it online at shipreport.net, along with a podcast of this program and lots of other information. Well, we see mariners on the job every day here on the river, but we don't always give much thought about what they do in the course of their jobs. So I thought I'd talk about this. I came across a job description for the captain of a small cruise ship, and I thought it would be interesting to take a look at what you would be expected to do if you were hired on as the captain of a cruise ship. Now, this particular advertisement is an active one, so if you're qualified, you could apply for it. The company is one that sends ships to the Columbia River regularly. They come here from Seattle and do river cruises here on the Columbia. They're called Uncruise Adventures. I interviewed one of their captains once when they were in town here in Astoria. His ship was docked down near the Maritime Museum. It seemed like an interesting job and one that he enjoyed very much. Well, let's take a look at this job description. Here's what the company, Uncruise Adventures, says about itself. They bill themselves generally as an adventure travel company. So this is from their description of themselves, quote, "This means we kayak among icebergs, travel to hidden waterfalls, snorkel with sea lions, dive with manta rays, and share air with whales. Our destinations include Alaska, Columbia and Snake Rivers, Costa Rica and Panama, Belize, Galapagos, Hawaiian Islands, Mexico's Sea of Cortez, and the Pacific Northwest." And the ad is for the position of captain of one of their ships. A little bit from the job summary of this captain position. The captain position begins in the shipyard in Seattle over the winter months prior to the summer sailing season. This is a year-round position working 4 weeks on the vessel with 4 weeks off. So if you were to be hired on for this job, you'd work a month on and a month off. And during the time you were working on the ship, you would work every day for that month. Now, we all probably have in our minds a vision of the captain as the leader of the vessel, and that's certainly true. He or she is ultimately responsible for safe operation of the ship under all circumstances. But this person's duties are, well, they're basically the general manager of the ship, if you compare it to, say, a shoreside job. And they are responsible for managing the crew. The ship's captain has to be part manager, part first responder, part gracious host, and part mentor. So it's a big job with big responsibilities. Now, there's the responsibilities of handling the ship, and then essentially it's a floating hotel, and he or she is the head of that organization as well. So a little bit about crew management. So the captain is in charge of crew management and training. They supervise all employees, including the chief engineer, the first mate, the second mate. Those are all nautical positions in terms of operating the ship. Then there's the hotel manager. They refer to the ship as a hotel in this case. They supervise all the crew who are assigned to the vessel, and they're really basically responsible for everything. They coach, discipline, and can fire crew members as necessary, according to this job description. They're also required to maintain a professional demeanor with guests, the crew, the staff, the agents, officials, and the public. The captain that I interviewed would hold storytelling sessions. He's a Fisher poet, and he really seemed to have a wonderful time interacting with the guests. But on this particular ship, because people is its cargo, the captain is also expected to be kind of a gracious host as well. So essential duties on the ship, you're running a ship if you're captain, bridge navigation, making sure that all navigation and radio logs are kept up to snuff, handling the vessel in docking, anchoring, piloting, and in close quarters and open sea conditions. Navigate the vessel to ensure avoidance of marine hazards, such as reefs, outlying shoals, shallow waters, and using aids to navigation, such as lights, lighthouses, and buoys. In essence, this person is in charge of not only an entire ship and all of the safety and coordination issues, but they're also overseeing the lives of the guests on there as well. It strikes me as a really all-encompassing job. And if you were on a cargo ship, you wouldn't be in charge of people, but you would be in charge of managing the safety of the cargo and all the people that were handling that. So it is really a management job that has a great deal of a first responder element to it, because there is a big safety component to operating a ship. Now, a little bit about the physical demands of being a captain. On this particular ship, COVID-19 vaccines are required of all crew and guests. That's interesting. Captains physically must be able to work 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, for 4 to 8 weeks at a time. And rotations off their vessel are usually 2 to 4 weeks. So I guess it depends on what ship you're on. You have to be pretty physically fit. Frequent bending, reaching, twisting, kneeling, crawling, pushing, pulling, stairs. Must be able to stand or sit for long periods of time. Handle, lift, and lower objects totaling 50 pounds between the ground deck level to a height of about 4 to 6 feet, and be able to carry these objects up to 100 feet continuously for 20 minutes. You need to be able to work in all weather conditions around loud noise in small spaces and fit through a 28-inch wide hatch. So it seems from what they're saying here that really the captain needs to be fit, limber, and strong in order to meet the physical demands of the job. So what are the qualifications here? Well, you need 5 years experience, either as a captain or first mate on a cruise ship of some kind. You need extensive experience in the waters of Southeast Alaska, the Snake and Columbia Rivers, the Gulf of California, Mexico, and Hawaii. You need to be able to navigate and perform voyage planning. You need to have crisis management skills. You need to work well under pressure and act quickly and decisively using sound judgment. So that brings in that first responder element that is a part of this job. So there's a bunch of other qualifications, but basically you have to be fit, fast on your feet, good with people, experienced. You need a valid passport. There's a bunch of licenses that you need to have in order to do this. The job description says that 75 to 100% of your time when you were on the job would be in travel. So the ship would be away while you were working. So it wouldn't be the kind of job that you could go home every night. You would be on the ship for the time that you were working. You would be on the ship continuously during that month. So just an interesting glimpse into the job responsibilities of a ship captain. It's a different kind of job and a different kind of workplace from what most of us do. It's organized completely differently than most land-based jobs where we go home at night. In this case, you are on duty for the entire time that you are there. And when you're off duty, you don't come back for weeks or even a month in the case of this job. So I just thought it was an interesting thing to look at and think about. And it is an active job opening. So if you are someone who has those qualifications, you might look into it. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.